This is the Ethanol Report. We're speaking today with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about a number of topics in the news lately of interest to the ethanol industry. First is the announcement by President-elect Obama of those members of his administration who will have a direct impact on biofuels and renewable energy growth in the future, namely Tom Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture and Dr. Stephen Chu as Secretary of Energy.
Well, we're actually quite excited about the new administration. We think that the team that President-elect Obama has put in place really does allow us to build upon the success that we've enjoyed over the last 8 years and the growth that we have seen in the current administration. I think that President-elect Obama and his cabinet will reflect our vision for the role that ethanol can play in reducing climate change and reducing energy inputs will help us to move forward in ways that grow the economy and stimulate green jobs. And we're very excited about working with Governor Vilsack, who will be at Agriculture, with Dr. Chu, who will be at the Department of Energy, and with others throughout the administration that I think are going to be focused on accelerating the commercialization of cellulosic ethanol and while maintaining the base of the industry as it exists today.
Now, you spoke about green jobs. You've already been asked to provide input to the transition team, especially in the area of green jobs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly. I mean, the administration, the incoming administration, has been doing a phenomenal job in outreach to all stakeholders. And in that process, they had asked us to provide them with some thoughts on what a stimulus package might be, how our industry might help them identify green jobs and provide an economic boost to parts of the country that haven't really seen much of a boost, even while the economy was booming and is doing even worse now that the economy is flagging. And so we did provide the incoming administration with some of our thoughts for how you could get money into our industry so that we could continue to grow, we could continue to provide green jobs. You know, Cindy, we tend to think of the ethanol industry as the original green job because we've been doing this for a long time and we've been adding jobs. We added 238,000 jobs last year. We're going to do significantly more than that this year, and we hope to be able to continue that record of achievement that we have demonstrated.
Now, we also just had an anniversary here. We had the anniversary of the energy bill that was signed by the president in December 2007, which included the expanded RFS. But recently, there have been reports coming out that say that they don't think the ethanol industry can meet the standards that are in the RFS for cellulosic ethanol production, which is coming up here in 2010. We're not too far away from that. What do you think? What do you think about the ethanol industry's capabilities of meeting those goals?
Cindy, I'm the eternal optimist, and so, you know, I do believe that we will meet the goals that are established by the renewable fuel standard. I mean, it has been in place now for a year. It has been a phenomenal success, and we are really pleased with how it has been implemented and the fact that it is driving the ethanol industry as yet today. Beginning in January, the annual ethanol demand will be increased by another 1.5 billion gallons. Well, that's going to be a shot in the arm for the industry when demand has not kept pace with supply. So there's no question whatsoever that the industry will be able to meet the grain targets that are included in that bill. The cellulosic targets in the early years are going to be a little bit more challenging, but every ethanol producer that I represent is working on cellulosic ethanol production, and I believe commercial production is going to occur much sooner than conventional wisdom would suggest. We only need 100 million gallons of production by 2010, 250 million gallons, I think it is, by 2011, and those will be challenging. What I found completely unbelievable, however, was that the Energy Information Administration, EIA, an arm of the Department of Energy, last week was suggesting that the industry would not be able to meet the requirements for cellulosic production in 2022. And I just find that ridiculous to think that 14 years from now we won't be able to have the kind of significant cellulosic production that will be required. I believe absolutely that we will. I know that we will be able to meet the outgoing years as some of the technologies that are proving quite successful at the demonstration scale level and the pilot scale level are ramped up to commercial scale production. There are technologies that are being used to produce ethanol today, from enzymatic conversion of wheat straw to thermal chemical conversion of woody biomass. There will be other technologies, other feedstocks, and I have no doubt whatsoever that the innovation of the ethanol industry, entrepreneurs, and the American spirit will assure that we are producing more than enough cellulosic ethanol in 2022 that we need. You know, some of the same skeptics said that we wouldn't be able to produce 7.5 billion gallons of corn-derived ethanol by 2012. And we certainly proved them wrong, and I think we will prove them wrong again.
And thank you very much. That is Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen. And this has been the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.